It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz. You can be a part of the show. Give us a call, 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. Give us a call. Give us a text. Join us this morning. The battle over birthright citizenship in the United States intensified as a federal judge issued a nationwide preliminary injunction against President Donald Trump's executive order aimed at ending automatic citizenship for children born to non-citizens. The ruling delivered by Judge Joseph LaPlante allows the challenge to proceed as a class action suit on behalf of affected children, a strategic shift following a recent Supreme Court decision that limited nationwide injunctions but left class actions intact. What does it all mean? Let's bring in Todd Flood of Flood Law. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Kevin. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. Let's just start at the beginning. Let's talk about birthright citizenship, well, what it is and what the Constitution says about it.
So if you go back in time, the Wong Kim case, basically in 1868, that was the precedent that's still in place today. So if you're born in the United States and within jurisdiction of the governing rules of the United States, you have the rights of our jurisdiction and protections of our jurisdiction. And that was under the Illegal Alien Act. So here, there's a few narrow carve-outs. If you were here in a diplomatic position for a foreign country and, you know, you hold a different status and you have a child, then there isn't within the jurisdiction, you don't have the protections of the United States and you can be removed from the United States. But that's a very narrow carve-out for what the precedent has been for so many years and what you learn in law school and con law. Here under the 14th Amendment. So in this particular case, if you remember, our Supreme Court just recently said, hey, listen, district court judges, Article III court judges, you can't put a ban for the nation on an individual case, on a case that comes in front of you as an individual. You can't put a ban on President Trump's order, executive order that he signed in the beginning of time. That just doesn't work that way. But they left an exception to that and said this does not include class action cases. Class action cases because classes could be throughout the country. So this judge certified this class and put a stop, basically a stay, on the ban of mothers who have children foreigners that come into the United States, don't have citizenship here, may be here illegally, but they have their child. This prevents the ban for deportation of these children and mothers. So this is going to be a fast track to the United States Supreme Court, and they're going to decide ultimately this 14th Amendment issue of, you know, citizenship and whether or not the key question is going to be whether or not they're within the jurisdiction and have the protections of the jurisdiction of the United States, whether or not they have due process and can be naturalized born citizens here in the United States. So that's going to be the big issue. And the district court judge said, there isn't, it's not that President Trump's argument didn't have merit. He found it to be unpersuasive, which is interesting because President Trump is just simply trying to say, hey, listen, parents that come over here or a mother that comes over here illegally or has committed a crime over here and has a child over here, he wants to use the Foreign Alien Act or the Aliens Act to deport the child and the mother. And that's his argument primarily, or, if the father, you know, is not a naturalized citizen, as well. That's the second part, the second prong or second issue that he's trying to say, hey, listen, this is just being done as a ruse, because people will come to the United States just to have their children, you know, they're criminals. And the fact is we shouldn't have to pay for them. Well, that's his argument, and that argument is going to be a very big constitutional issue, and I can tell you it will be on every law school exam going forward.
So there's women who are in this country maybe on vacation. They're not citizens or on vacation, but they have a child. And then their child would have full rights as an American citizen. There's women who might be here on a green card or a student visa, and they have a child, and their kids would be U.S. citizens. Donald Trump seems concerned about the ones who are coming into this country just to have children, coming in illegally when they are pregnant, hoping to have a child in the United States so that their child becomes a citizen and gets full rights. Can they separate these different issues, or do they have to have a legal ruling that covers everybody?
They're going to have a legal ruling that covers everybody. The second I should add, it merits mention, the second argument that President Trump is saying is exactly the hypothetical you gave. The mother's presence in the United States was lawful but temporary, and the father was not a U.S. citizen or a lawful permanent resident. He's trying to make those citizens, or those people that have children that are here temporarily or on vacation or no nefarious act, they haven't committed a criminal act, and they have a child here. He's trying to say, hey, listen, they don't have the rights or the privileges of the Constitution of the United States, and he has the right to deport them under the Aliens Act. So that's also going to, you know, fall within this argument.
The Constitution is pretty specific, right? There's not a lot of wording there. It I guess could be open to some interpretation, but it's pretty specific, isn't it?
It is, you know, it's the 14th Amendment, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction, that's the big question, is subject to the jurisdiction. That's going to be the question that's going to be decided. And if you watch an argument or listen to an argument, you know, I don't have much of a social life when I'm listening to United States Supreme Court oral arguments before I go to sleep. You have Justice Ginsburg and Justice Scalia agreeing that the 14th Amendment talks about persons, and it doesn't say citizens, it says persons. So, you know, that this is going to be an interesting, with the dynamic of our United States Supreme Court, it's going to be an interesting argument, and whether or not Wong Kim Ark is going to be upheld from 1868. That's you know, just something that's been fundamental, and there really isn't any ambiguity in what you just said and what the 14th Amendment stands for. But you can see there is a merit or color to the argument that, hey, what about the people that just are coming here on a ruse to give birth across the border, so that they're, you know, even though they're have committed criminal acts and their father is not a citizen or has committed criminal acts, how is it that they, you know, that happens in droves or had happened in droves?
Right.
Is there any merit to that argument? Say, why should we give protections to these children? So
right.
That, you know, I'm not advocating one way or the other. I'm just saying that's the question.
Yeah, that's the debate everybody's having. Todd Flood, Flood Law, we appreciate your expertise this morning. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me. You too, bud. Bye.
All right. It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz.